Tubal was a seventh generation from Cain. He was a great man. He had a great tan. Tubal smelted metals, making profit from gain. He used his left hand. It was a big hand. Tubal in his furnace added copper and zinc. He turned the heat up. His hammer beat up. Tubal pulled his work out and he gave it a wink. He said, I've made brass. That guy was first class. 33% of brass is zinc. Now, baby, 33% of brass is zinc. 33% of brass is zinc. Now, baby, 33% of brass is zinc. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Augustus gave his legions brass to conquer the earth so he could acquire a massive empire. The Hindus later isolated zinc for its worth. I read the report, they used a retort. In Europe, Paracelsus said this metal was new. He called it zinc, and raised a stink, McGrath's alembic mixture made some zinc from the stew, but first was von Schwab, he did a good job. We need zinc, you know, to galvanize things, baby. We need zinc, you know, to galvanize. We need zinc, you know, to galvanize things, baby. We need zinc, you know, to galvanize. Ba-na-ba-na-ba-ba-ba. In time, this process was improved on by the astute, because the oxides are hard to come by. Into a more pyrometallurgical route, business would fund it, now zinc's abundant. And lately we've discovered you need zinc for good health, for reproduction and immune function. You've got 2 grams of zinc and that's a physical wealth, 300 enzymes you'd think to combine. Without zinc, you know we'd all be smaller, baby. Without zinc, you know we'd all be small. Without zinc, you know we'd all be smaller, baby. Without zinc, you know we'd all be small. Small.